Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast on Spotify and that should pop up. Also, I'm on YouTube, you just type in Mark Parham, and I'm on Rumble, just type in Mark Parham. So I wanted to talk about, Bitcoin. And you know, you've been seeing a lot of stories with Sam Bankman-Fried and some of the fraud that he's, the fraud case he's went through and just a bunch of stuff, and you know, you're seeing a lot of crazy stories come out. And so I have a question. Do you still support Bitcoin? Like, do you think Bitcoin is a great thing for society? Do you trust some of these companies like Coinbase and, you know, just the main companies with your Bitcoins and stuff? You know, that's just my question. Because, again, I think Bitcoin is a very cool idea. It's something new. It's something where, you know, it's allowing folks to make careers and make jobs, and just it's changing the world. It's really changing the world. A lot of people are into it. It's something people are experimenting with. So I'm a person where I'm all for new ideas. I'm all for people trying new things and technology that might, you know, change the world. So again, I love Bitcoin from that aspect. But in my opinion, what do you think is keeping Bitcoin out of the mainstream? It's very popular amongst people, but it's not popular amongst other groups of people. So I have a question for everybody listening to this. Do you still support Bitcoin? And then in the comments section, you know, what are the things that you like about Bitcoin? What are the things that you dislike about Bitcoin? I mean, do you think Bitcoin is something that's going to be, you know, adopted and used by, let's just say, older people or people in countries that are struggling? Or do you think Bitcoin is just going to be a niche thing and the people that know about Bitcoin and that's it? So again, this is a short podcast, but in the comment section, just let me know your feelings on Bitcoin. And then also, you know, this is off of the subject of Bitcoin, but isn't it amazing how you look at this situation in Ukraine, the war, and Zelensky's going to all these different countries and asking for money? And isn't it amazing that these countries aren't putting out some sort of document showing or PDF file, anything, telling, you know, the people that live in those countries what he's doing with the money? So what I mean is, look at how America gives all this money to Zelensky, but we don't know what he's doing with the money. They always report it on television as, oh, well, he's using this money to combat the Russians and he needs missiles for this and weapons for this and artillery for this, but we never really see where the money's going. And some of the news outlets that I've been looking at have been saying, you know, some of the leaders have been stealing this money and having shopping sprees and, you know, buying yachts and stuff like that. Now, again, I'm not saying all that is correct. I'm not saying all that is incorrect, but it just amazes me how, you know, the government wants to know about what you're doing with your money. But when it comes to people like Zelensky, you know, they tell you, oh, well, you don't need to be concerned. And, you know, this is top secret and all this other stuff. So, you know, when is the government going to let the American people know what Zelensky's doing with all that money? I mean, you can't tell me that all of the money we've given to him as American taxpayers has gone to fight the war and push back on Russia. And a lot of, you know, the hype I remember in the beginning was, oh, well, the Ukraine is really making progress with this war and, you know, everything's looking good. And if you notice now, the reports are different. Now the reports are, oh, well, you know what? Ukraine is having a tougher time than we thought. So it just shows you the power of the media, because in the beginning, they made it seem like, you know, Ukraine was making such great progress and the money was being spent right and Russia doesn't stand a chance. And they were bragging about how good their strategy was in Ukraine and the generals were doing an amazing job. And then now people are seeing stories that are saying, oh, well, Ukraine isn't making the progress that we thought. And I got to credit some of the folks online, because I remember there was people that were coming out and saying, you know what, all this stuff they're saying about Ukraine is incorrect. And I remember when the war was first starting out, people like that were thought of as, oh, well, that's a conspiracy theorist and you shouldn't listen to that person. And that person's pro-Russian, they're pro-Putin. And again, people are saying, you know what, maybe all that money we spent on the Ukraine supporting their you know, war efforts and stuff. Maybe we could have used some of that money to fund our border wall, maybe spend some money on some education, colleges and stuff out here, you know, help our economy, help people get jobs. You know, maybe we could have used that money for things in America. I mean, if you look at education, you have some schools in the inner city where people can hardly read. If you look at jobs, we could have used that money to build factories. We have bridges that are falling down. People are saying, you know, maybe we could use that money for other things. And so it's so interesting to see how the media has flipped. It's and how people have flipped, because people who weren't for this war in the Ukraine, oh, they were thought of as, oh my God, you're pro-Russia. You're a person that supports Vladimir Putin. And now those people are actually right. A lot of those people were saying this war is not going to turn out the way people think. And that's what's happening right now. So anyway, let me know your thoughts in the comments section. And just let me know how you feel. Thank you.